Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day.
The Lord
will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. God is doing something awesome. Yesterday was an awesome teaching that God will restore, Diana, the wasted years. How many of us has lost years? Take courage. Be strong. God will give us back those years. He says it. He says it, not me saying it. In Joel chapter 2, he says, and I will what?
Restore.
Restore what? The years.
That
has been taken out of your life. So let us have great courage on this day. That's why we shout out, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be what?
Glad
in it. So we can be glad today because he's restoring what?
The years.
Come on. Somebody better shout hallelujah.
Rain comes in the night, but joy comes in the morning.
That's right, exactly right. The rain comes at night, but look out, somebody. Joy is what?
Coming. Amen.
Because if there's a night, there's a what? Morning.
Amen.
If there's a night, there is a
morning.
Come on, somebody.
And every day the sun will shine.
Okay.
Every day we get a chance for a new opportunity to restore and to come back to where we need to be through God.
Amen.
His mercy is new every day.
Yeah.
Each and every day that mercy is new. Each and every day is a new opportunity to make our day count. And as we make our day count, we are making our life work.
Yes. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
If every day we have what? New opportunity. New opportunity because God is restoring stuff unto us so we can make right.
Mm-hmm.
So be encouraged there. Don't get down on yourself. Don't come out of that dark room. God wants you to enjoy this life. Amen.
There's a powerful scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11, and Pastor had built a whole teaching on that some months back, and it ties in perfectly to where we are this week when we're talking about God restoring back onto us the years. It says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. So time and
opportunity,
time and chance happen to all of us. So God said he is going to restore unto us the years. So we have to be ready within that message that Pastor taught. He said that opportunity may come in the form of a call. It may come in the form of chaos.
Yes.
It may come in the form of a challenge.
Yes.
So we have to be ready.
To look for it.
Look for it. Keeping our eyes open. That's why it says in Ephesians, don't be fools.
Yes.
We have to walk circumspectly. We have to be looking for the opportunities. And in looking for the opportunities, we also must be making the preparation. As we're making the preparation and then we meet the opportunity, there comes the elevation. There comes the advancement. If the opportunity comes and we're not prepared, we're not going to be able to move forward. If the preparation is there and no opportunity presents itself, we're not going to be able to move forward. So we have to be continually in a state of preparation and keeping our eyes open for opportunity and being in tune with God to say what is right. Because the devil presents opportunities too, and that's to steal, kill, and destroy. That's to bring us into a comfortable place or a convenient place, which is usually right outside of the covenant place. So we don't want to be stuck in complacency or think that, oh, well, this is as good as it's going to get. I've obtained all that I wanted to attain, and now it's as good as it gets. No, God still wants to move forward. He still wants to restore onto all of us. He is a God of advancement. God is alive. So it's continually in Christ, we continually grow. We continually elevate. We continually must go forward.
Amen, amen, amen. One thing came to my mind about God, the God of restoration, is Job. Mm-hmm. Think of Job. Job went through a season in his life where it seems as if everything he had, he lost it all. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Mm-hmm. This man has it all, has his children. He get bad news that what happened to his children? They died. They're gone. He has his cattle. That is his business. He get bad news. They're gone. Then the worst of it all, his health. His health was gone. He has no more health. But through it all, Job still believed. Even his wife. You remember that part where his wife says to him,
"Curse God and die."
Why don't you just end it? Just pack it in. Curse God and just die. It's over for you. His friend, even Pickett, his friend, who's supposed to encourage him, was, "You must have done something. What have you really done, Job? For all of this to come upon you, you have done something. That this thing come upon you." But through it all, Job believed in God.
And he stayed faithful.
Yes, definitely.
And he never gave up.
Right. And that's what we ought to do here.
God is no respecter of persons.
No. Doesn't matter what we...
No matter what.
No matter what and whatever we're going through.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We can tell people that it's not like you said yesterday that the rain will come. Yes.
But joy comes
in the morning. That weeping will come, but joy comes when? In the morning.
In the morning.
Sorrow comes, but joy is coming. God will restore back unto you the joy of your salvation. God will restore back unto you your health. Whatever the devil take out of your life, remember, God is a God of what? Restoration. He's a good God.
John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus tells us, he says that he has come so that we could have life and we could have it more abundantly. And in the Amplified Version, it tells us not just life, but an overflowing life.
To the full.
Mm-hmm.
It says we will enjoy life to the full until it what? Overflow. Mm-hmm. So God wants us to have overflowing life because he's a God of restoration. Don't give up on God.
Never
give up. That's right. Never give up. Because one the thing about it, the devil wants us to think that God's not working, God doesn't care about us. But the scripture is true. For God so loved the world. God loves you. God loves me. Today, remember that. God loves you. God loves me. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter what I do. That doesn't change the love of God for you. That doesn't change the love of God for me. I can't do anything to make God love me more. I can't do anything to make God love me less. The love of God is the love of God towards my life is unchanging. So just remember that today.
Psalms 119, verse 125 and 126 tells us, "I am your servant."
Yes.
"Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies."
Mm.
"It is time for you to act, O Lord.
Lord.
For they have regarded your law as void." So God is ready to rewrite our years.
Yes.
When we pray to him, we're asking him for understanding.
Yes.
Why? So that we may know his testimonies.
Yes.
So we can serve him.
Yes.
We can understand what to do.
Yes.
They said, they came to Jesus, they said, "What must I do to be saved?"
Yeah.
Or how come we couldn't do it? And Jesus would tell them. We have to have communion with the Father because he is going to show us the things to do. He's going to give us the strategy in order to be able to move forward, to be able to accomplish things and to be the answer to things, to problems that the world cannot solve. People are looking for answers. It's all throughout the Bible and it's all throughout today. There will be predicaments and the kings wouldn't know what to do. They would turn to the sorcerers. They would turn to the witches. They would turn to all these different avenues to try to get answer, to try to get strategy, and they would not be able to provide it. And then they would hear about a godly person. They would hear about somebody who was in relationship with God, and they would call for that person. It's over and over in the scriptures. And then that person, the solution, God would give them the wisdom, would give them the solution, and then they would declare it to the king. And it would bear witness with them, if they were godly or ungodly, that that was what was to do. That was the next move in order for them to come out of their situation.
So God is faithful. Mm-hmm. God is faithful even when we are unfaithful. God is still faithful to his word, to his promise. And so in Psalms 119 and 125 and 26, it says, O Lord, it is your time to act. There are times when we come into our life and we have to go to God and say, God, I've done all that I can do. And now it's your time. We've got to put it in his hand. And when we put it in the hands of God, we got to do what? Leave it there. One of our problems, we give it to God and take it back. We give it to God and take it back. Okay? Once you give it to God, God, it's time for you to act, then we need to leave it there and watch him work in our lives. Watch him restore the things that were stolen out of our life by the enemy. Watch God work it. That's what we need. I think it was Diane, it was at the Red Sea, when it says, stand still and see.
The salvation of the Lord.
It's time for him to do what?
Work.
It's time for him to act. Now, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, the power of God. God is about to act. So God is about to work in your life. Now, take a step back and let him work.
That's a great place to be. Sometimes we don't want to be in that place.
Yeah.
But that's a great place to be where no options are presented.
Yeah.
Where they say, well, I don't know what to tell you. And then we don't have to make those choices. We know that it's no longer in the hands of man. How many times has the doctor said, look, there's nothing that we can do? The situation comes out of their hands. And then the person, God, restores them. And there's no way to explain it medically except to be said, it was a miracle. It had to be God. So that's sometimes you go, we don't want to be in that place. We dread that place when the doctor says, there's nothing else I could do, or we're in a situation and nobody has any ideas. We dread that place. But that's a great place to be, because then it's in God's hands. We truly have taken our hands off. We have truly taken our opinion off. We have truly taken our own schemes off. And it's now
Thank
time
you
for God
joining
to
us
work.
For our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you
looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.